From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says his administration is taking every possible step to keep the homeland safe as millions of Americans travel for a national holiday. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Wednesday at the White House after meeting with his national security team for a briefing on homeland security that was held in the wake of the deadly terrorist attacks in Paris 2 weeks ago. He said, right now, we know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland.
And while the threat of terrorism is a troubling reality of our age, we are both equipped to prevent attacks and we are resilient in the face of those who would try to do us harm.
Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, is one of the busiest travel days of the year in the United States, and local and federal law enforcement agencies are on high alert. A U.S. military investigation concluded Wednesday that American and Afghan forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month that resulted in a mistaken half-hour aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 31 people, mostly doctors and patients. This is Army General John Campbell, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan in Kabul.
No nation does more to prevent civilian casualties than the United States. But we failed to meet our own high expectations on October 3rd. This was a tragic but avoidable accident. This is an example of human and process error.
Campbell went on to say that some military personnel involved in the incident have been suspended from duties pending possible disciplinary action and that the U.S. intends to assist Doctors Without Borders in rebuilding the hospital. VOA News.